Right. This is Gracie Rocks with Crispin.
Yes.
From the Veer Union. And you guys just started out on tour right now, right? This first, the Saving Able?
The Saving Able Smile Empty Soul Tour just started, I think. So we're, I think we're about a weekend now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you guys have probably run into some pretty crappy weather, right?
Or well, no. It hasn't been so bad. It hasn't been so bad. But the weird thing is being from the West Coast of Canada, we thought usually when we go to the United States, we're really excited because it's always hot everywhere we go, but it's actually colder in Michigan by far than it is on the West Coast. So it's a bit jarring, especially considering our heat stopped working in our bus. So today's okay.
Yeah, it feels pretty warm in here.
Yeah, right now it's not too bad. So
oh my gosh, are you guys getting it fixed?
No. Because we're going into summer and we'd rather get new tires versus get you got to pick your battles.
Okay. I might have a solution. Hit me up when we get all done if I forget, okay?
Okay.
And your guys' newest album, Decade, that just came out. You did that all by yourselves, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And how was that process? Have you done it that way before, or is this the first time without a label behind you?
No, I mean, thank you very much. when we were with Universal, I mean, we've always been kind of like, this is the way we're going to make the records, and, you know, for the most part. And as of right now, this is the most excited we've been about self-producing. We were very focused on exactly what we wanted to do. The label had zero input. It was like we delivered the record when it was done.
Okay.
And we're just really excited about how it turned out.
And is Defying Gravity, how's that doing?
It's doing great. I mean, you know, I think that our core fan base has listened to it, and I'd say right across the board, people are like, you know, wow, the Veer Union's back. And, you know, that's all you can really hope is that your fans continue to follow you because of the fact that you're continuing to put out quality music.
And this is the first album with the whole new lineup, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, with so many changes and stuff, and you being the only original member, how do you find that gives you more freedom? And is it going okay? How does that feel?
Let's put it this way. You know, right from the very beginning of this project, and one of the reasons Decade is the way that it is this project started off as a solo project for me.
Okay.
So many, many years ago, I had written a bunch of songs, including Seasons, before I even had another member in the band. And I shelved that record, and then kind of got the original lineup, and we put together, I'd written a bunch of new songs, and then that ended up being Against the Grain. The only song I ever took from that period of time was Seasons.
Okay.
So that whole entire record that I shelved before we were even a quote-unquote band, none of it had even come out. So we took five of those songs and put it on this record and reproduced them, or I reproduced them, and then five new songs that I'd written and reproduced them and made it all one cohesive sounding record. So that's kind of the whole process and the whole point of what Decade was about for me, is to kind of reestablish myself as a songwriter, producer for this. But there's no way I could do it without the help of, you know, the everybody that's involved. So
okay. Now, did you find when you went back to the songs, did you find that it was hard? Like, because it seems like, from what I've listened to of your music, that you're really writing from your heart.
Absolutely.
And so was it hard going back to those songs? Did it open up old wounds, or was it a nice blast from the past?
Oh, I would say it's both.
Both?
It's both. I mean, it was great to finally get those songs, you know, to let them, you know, see the light of day, as well as it was difficult to kind of hear them in a new way,
okay.
But that's the challenge. I mean, if it was super easy, I'm all about the challenge, you know. I'm just really proud of how it turned out, and it was a challenge, and I'm really glad to see them actually see the light of day, because some of those songs are like 15 years old now.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So did you have a different, like, did you originally have them sounding different then?
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of modernized them.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What CD or what song off of the CD kind of means the most to you?
I think that's why Defying Gravity came out, is because it kind of summed up everything that personally is a very personal song for me, of what I'm going through, what I've gone through, you know. It depicts depression, but it also depicts overcoming depression, and depicts overcoming adversity in every facet that, you know, I feel as a human being. And I know that the guys in the band feel the same way, and so we all felt connected to kind of release that song as the first single.
With the depression, do you feel like being on tour helps? I know I've talked to other artists who kind of have, they have more of a set regimen, so when they're on tour, it kind of throws them off. They have to be a little bit more careful to keep on track. Do you find that that happens to you, or is it better for you to be on the road because you're more busy? And
I think it works in this way. I think that it's a catch-22, because being off the road, you can get lost in your own devices, and so when you want to take a few days off, you can get caught inside your own head and get lost. But out on the road, you can't really do that. So the highs are higher, but the lows are also lower.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a crazy balance that, you know, the one thing that I will say about being out on tour is because I'm surrounded by the guys all the time, and I think that that helps too. Okay. But the catch-22 of that is also drives me crazy. So
because you don't have any alone time. Yeah, it doesn't look like you could have a lot of alone time in here.
No, but you know, I love the guys, and I'm very, very lucky to be playing with such a great group of guys, and you know, it does make a huge difference in your psyche, just being surrounded by people that have the same mentality and
positiveness.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any advice for your friends that might be, or friends, your fans, friends, fans, that might be experiencing depression?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, everybody deals with it differently, and everybody has the different cases, so to speak.
Right.
But, you know, for me, the one thing that I've learned for the most part is when I'm, is learning to recognize it.
Oh.
If I'm feeling really, really down one day, being able to just focus in on that reality, knowing that, okay, well, this is probably an emotion that I'm feeling, but it's maybe not exactly what's happening. And if I can just switch the gears in my own head, then I can overcome that situation. But the best way for me to overcome the situation is to put it into my music. For me, music is the one thing that it's weird, because it's a catch-22 again, because the music business is such a tough place to be in. But it's also the same thing that saves me.
Right.
So, you know, it's a vicious cycle.
I always find, like, when I write, if I write stuff down, like I used to do poems, and when I was in a really bad place, and then once I wrote it, it was like gone.
Yes.
Like it was like, okay, now it's gone, and nobody could understand that. And I'm like, no, it really, I got it out.
Exactly. A lot of people, you know, have a diary.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I would say that the lyrical content for this band is my diary.
How blessed you are to have that.
Exactly, yeah.
So, what keeps you, because you guys have been doing, you've been doing this for 12 years or 10?
I mean, I've been playing music for my whole entire life, so I mean, longer than that.
Okay.
But, you know, this band's first record came out, Time to Break the Spell, came out in 2006.
Okay.
And so here it is, 2016. Again, another reason why this album was called Decade.
Because you're...
It's and exactly
it's, 10
you're
years. Moving on and...
Yeah, and it's also, just like you said earlier, this is the first record with the new lineup, and it is, and I kind of feel like this is the brand new beginning for us, and I'm very happy with, you know, how it's going so far, and I think that great things are to come in the future.
That is cool. Do you actually remember your first show?
Yes, I do.
Where was
I
that?
I do. My very first show, I mean, as this lineup?
Whatever this one you want to share with us.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a two-part. My first show was, we went under, you know, a fake name and played for probably about five people, but then we won this radio competition. So the next day we ended up playing with, I think it was Theory of a Dead Man and a big band from Canada called Billy Talent.
Nice.
And it was for 5,000 people, and it was just the most, we went literally from playing 10 people one day to 5,000 the next, and it was pretty amazing, and the reception that we got from that show too was just like, it was a pretty amazing experience.
Was that probably your first pinch me moment also then?
A little bit. It was a little bit, and it was also kind of like that moment where I knew for sure that I just wanted to continue to do this.
Gotcha. When you guys are on tour, do you have a few food that you eat on tour that you don't eat at home?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Pretty sure we don't.
So there's nothing that you, like, maybe crave or stopping always have that you never would have at home?
To be honest with you, one of the reasons why we choose to not even tour in a bus, we prefer to tour in an RV, is because it has a full kitchen so that we can live exactly the same way that we do at home.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And Amal here, as we're doing this interview, is actually our cook. He cooks the same way here, because when we're off the road, we all live together still, even when we're off the road. So this is just another day in the life for us. It's just that our house is on wheels.
And it smells amazing. Oh, I wish you guys could smell how good it smells. Who is your favorite artist and your favorite song of theirs?
Wow, that's an impossible. I couldn't even answer that. This is impossible to answer.
Because how about one of your favorite? Or you can skip it if you want.
Let's skip it. Okay. It's just too. There's too many artists. I don't even know where to start.
So, when you're on tour, on your guys' playlist, what are the last three songs that you guys listen to?
Last three songs.
Well, or that you paid attention, because I hear that we have music going.
The band that I've been listening to like crazy lately is a band called Arcane Roots.
Oh.
And probably my favorite song by them right now is Slow Dance. I've been listening to that like crazy. It's really cool.
Nice.
What else have we been listening to, Amal? I'm trying to think of. I mean, we were listening to. Oh yeah, the new Seal.
New Seal.
The new Seal. We've been listening to that like crazy.
That's really
what was
awesome.
The song that we liked so, the most?
Padded Cell.
Padded Cell.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Awesome song.
And also, I think we all have been liking the new Bring Me the Horizon record as well.
Gotcha.
So,
what would fans most be surprised? Would be surprised most about what you guys are listening to?
Out of all the stuff that we just named, I don't think they would be surprised that we listen to the stuff that we named. It's the stuff that we haven't named that they would probably be surprised.
Well,
because
share one.
Every one of us listens to very, eclectic type music. I know that, like, for example, John Mayer is probably one of my favorite artists.
Oh, okay.
But I certainly don't write anything like John Mayer. I never will. But he's a major inspiration. What about you, Amal?
Pretty much from Seal to Faith No More, and
name one though. One that what reason? Anya. Anya. There you go. Okay.
And Slayer.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
I think Anya for you guys.
Yeah. A one that you wouldn't think.
No, that the fans would probably be surprised about.
Oh, I love Michael Jackson.
Jackson.
For sure. Tyler, what about you?
I listen to gospel sometimes, actually.
Okay.
That's like, one of my first records that I listened to the drumming on specifically was a gospel record. So.
Nice. And that's probably pretty calming, too.
Calming.
No? Calming?
Calming.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
What would be a word?
I was like, what did you just say? He's used to not being calling and hammering things and making loud noises.
What does bringing it back to the band? What does 2016 look like for you guys?
A lot more touring, and I know that we're also talking about releasing some special edition stuff potentially.
Nice.
So we're just in the talks with our team about doing that. So I can't divulge much more information than that, but lots of cool stuff is coming, for sure.
Are you guys going to be in any festivals that you can tell us about?
Right now, the one festival that I can announce is we are going to be playing Rockfest in Kansas City.
Okay.
So that's going to be a big one. I think it's like 60,000 people, so
And when people come to your website, I noticed you guys have like amazing deals, and they're 50% off right now for like VIPs and everything. That's, I'm sure the fans are they eating that up? Is that going really
good? Yeah, actually
it
is going really, really well, and we've been having really, really great success with being able to connect with our fans and then make the fans happy, because we want to be able to give that experience without, you know, breaking people's pocketbooks.
Yeah, it's hard because you're already buying the ticket most times when you do the VIP, and then you've got to pay $50 to $100 to get to meet your favorite artist.
Yeah, so that's why for us, it's like, if you want to come to our show, we always, with all our VIPs, we actually make sure that you get into the show for free, and then you get to hang out with the band, plus you get a CD, and like, we always want to just give more to the fans so that, you know, they don't feel, we never want anybody to walk away feeling ripped off. It's just, that's not something we're interested in doing. Without the fans, we don't get to do what we love doing. So
this is really awesome.
It's a perfect marriage.
Well, thank you guys for your interview.
Thank you.
And it'll go up on GracieRocks.com.
Cool.